We're picking up on Daf Yadalad Amad Beis, 15 lines down from the top of the page, the second wide line. Shalchu lei b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. The people of Ninveh sent the following question to Rebbe. Kagon ana dafilu b'tekufas tamuz b'ina mitra. A place like Ninveh, where we live, where even in tekufas tamuz, even in the middle of the summer, we need rain and we daven for rain. Hei chinavet, how should we act? Kiyachidim, should we be like individuals? Daminan, are we similar to individuals asking for rain? O karabim daminan, or are we similar to the rabbim, to the community, to many people asking for rain? What does that mean? Kiyachidim daminan, are we like individuals? Ubu shomeya tefillah, and therefore we should include this request in shomeya tefillah, because that's where all private requests are placed in Shemona Esrei. O karabim daminan, or are we like the rabbin, when the community, when the masses at large ask for rain, uberchas Hashanim, and therefore we would place it in the bracha of Barich Aleinu. So let's see Rashi on that in terms of their question. Ubashomeya tfila, amrinan l'she'ilas matar kiyachid, hasho'el tzracha v'shomeya tfila. Should we include our request for rain in shomeya tfila like an individual asking for his needs in shomeya tfila? Deha amrinan she'ila uberchas Hashanim, afilu biyachid, because when do we say that the request for rain, even in a private person, Shemona Esrei, goes in Berachas Hashanim? That's mishum dizman sibor hu. That's because it's a time where the community, where everyone needs rain. And therefore, since it's a time where everyone needs rain, Chazal said to place in Berachas Barich Aleinu. Aval milsa achrisi dahavi liyachid velo litzibor. But when something is an individual matter and doesn't relate to the community at large, kahacha, like here, the b'kufas tamos laos man shelos sibor hu. For example, here, because in the summer this is not the time when most people ask for rain, so therefore b'shemei tefila hu. Therefore, perhaps the request should be placed in shemei tefila d'midkale. That's where you should mention it. V'lo b'berachas Hashanah, and not in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Amrina b'seches avodah zarah b'brachos, as we say in the Gemara in avodah zarah and brachos. Im haylo chola b'soch b'isof, there's someone sick in his household, ma'atir olav b'berachas hacholim, you should mention him and daven for that person in the bracha of cholim. Rofei cholei amo Yisrael. U'l'besof, but in the end of that Gemara, mukminon b'helchasa b'shemei tefila. The Gemara says in the end, the halacha is that we make all private requests, for example, when someone's sick or for rain, in shemei tefila. Kach shemati, Rashi says that is interpretation he heard of this Gemara. So again, so do we say it's an individual request because it's not the normal time for rain, or do we say it's the request of the many because the entire city needs rain? So shalch, back in the Gemara, shalach lehu, he sent to them, ki achidim demisu, you're like individuals, ubu shemei tefila, and therefore you should say it in shemei tefila. Meisvei, they asked a question based on a braisa, Amar Rehuda. Rehuda said, emasai, when do all the halachas of fasting for rain and the laws of davening for rain apply? Bizman shashanim ketiknam, only when the years are as they should be, when it's in the regular natural cycle of all the seasons, Yisrael shuruyan al masam, and Israel's living on their land in Eretz Yisrael. Aval, but bizmanas, and nowadays, hakol fi hashanim, everything depends on the years. Vahakol fi makomos, and everything depends on the places. Hakol fi hazman, everything depends on the time. And therefore, according to this brisa, since Ninveh is a place where they need rain in the summer, so everything depends on the place. So they should, it's a normal request, and they should place in Baruch Aleinu, not in Shemei Tefillah, as Rebbe said. Amar lei, so they responded back to the person asking this question. Masnisa Rami Ali to Rebbe, you're asking a Rebbe from a Braisa. Rebbe Tanahu, Rebbe is also a Tanahu, is also from that generation of the authors of the Mishnayos and Braisos. Upal again, he can argue with it. So who cares if a Braisa argues on Rebbe? He can argue on the Braisa, it's not a question. So the Gemara says, "My havi alos, what is halacha?" Because we have these two opinions of Rebbe and this Braisa. So Rav Nachman Amar Berachas Hashanah, Rav Nachman Paskin, that we should, Ninveh should say in Berachas Hashanim, Rav Sheshes Amar B'Shemei Tefila, Rav Sheshes Paskin, like Rabbi and Shemei Tefila, the Hilchos and Halacha is B'Shemei Tefila, that they would include it in the Bracha of Shemei Tefila. Let's see Rashi on that. Emasai, who say their Tanya, when do this, the order and the laws of the fast apply? B'Zman Shashanim Ketiknam, when the years are as they meant to be, Shahaya Ketzir B'Nisan, when the harvest is in Nisan, Uzriv Marcheshvan, the planting is in Marcheshvan, Vein Seder Shana Mishnana, and the order of the years has not changed. And Yisrael Shirin Al Masan, Yisrael is living on their land in Eretz Yisrael. Shemina Ger Yisrael B'Kach, so this is the regular cycle and how things work in Eretz Yisrael. But nowadays, the Brisa says, Hakol Afi Hashanim, everything depends on the years. Im Sricha Oso Shana Lamatar, if that year needs a lot of rain, Gion Shana Shchuna, like a dry, hot year, Shitzricha L'Gisham Hari, that requires a lot of rain. Lafiha Makomos, everything depends on the places. Kigo Nineveh, for example, Nineveh, Dafiba the Kufas Tammuz Bo Mitra, that they need rain even in the middle of the summer in the month of Tammuz. But Rashi says, the last phrase, Lo Garcin Lafi Hazman, we should not include in the Gemara the words Lafi Hazman according to the time, because Rashi understands that to mean according to the time of how long it's rained for or not rained for. So that doesn't make any sense, because we would only fast Shelo Yardu Adayin Geshamim, because this verse is talking about when when it has not rained yet, because that's the only time you fast. So to say how long it's been raining for makes no sense. Okay, back into the Gemara. According from the line of the Mishnah says in the last set of fasts, B'sheni Matim Im Chashecha, that on the Monday and Thursday of the fast they would close the stores, but on Monday they would slightly open the doors towards evening, Ubachamishi Kol Yom, and on Thursday all day. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, they would open up on Thursday all day because of Kavod HaShabbos, because that's when people would go to buy things for Shabbos. So Iboilehu, they were asked the following question: Hey Chiktani, what does the Brisa mean? What does the Mishnah mean to teach? Bebeis Matin Im Chashecha Ubehei Kol HaYom if they cover Shabbos. Does it mean that on Monday you open the door slightly at evening, and on Thursday you open the door slightly all day? Odilma b'sheni matin ubachamishi posan kol yom kulo. Or does it mean on Monday you open the door slightly at evening, and on Thursday you open the door completely all day? Toshma, come and hear the following proof from the following brisa. Disani, because we learned in a brisa b'sheni matin im ad ha'erev, then on Monday you open the door slightly towards the evening. Ubachamishi poschen kol hayom kulo mifnei kavod Shabbos. But on Thursday you open the door completely all day due to kavod Shabbos. So what do you see? You see explicitly that on Thursday the door would be open all day entirely. The Braisa continues, Hailo Shnei Psachin Paseach Echad Vinoel Echad. If you have two doors, so you should open one and close one. According to Rashi, presumably this means that even though on Monday you're not allowed to have your door open, but if you have two doors and you leave one door closed as a sign that things are not normal, then you can open it even on Monday. The Rambam had a different understanding of this. You can look it up if you wish. Hayelo itzva keneged pischo. Similarly, the Braita says, if there is a bench in front of the door, poseach kedarko veinu choshesh, you're allowed to open it up and don't worry, because since the bench is blocking the door, it's not a problem. Again, according to Rashi, this means on Monday, when you're normally not allowed to open your door, but if there will be something blocking the door, then you can open it up. Let's see Rashi on this. B'sheni matin im chashecha. So on the side it says this really belongs in the Mishnah, but it was placed here, so we'll read it here. On Monday they would open up slightly, v'lo noel and v'lo poschen, they wouldn't close it, they wouldn't open it. Ho v'lav l'chavod Shabbos, since it wasn't for the honor of Shabbos. B'chamishi mutar l'ftoach l'gamri. And on Thursday they would open up the door completely. Matin, they would open up slightly. Shlo yiru b'nei adam v'yitzaru, so that people shouldn't see the food and become upset, because at the time they would be fasting. El leis erev poschen miksasen, towards evening they would open up slightly. So that they would be able to buy things and eat at night. Oh, Dylan, perhaps, poschen kol yom, they would open up the door completely all day on Thursday. V'achim asher masnisin is what the Mishnah means to say. B'sheni matin, on Monday, open the door slightly. U'behei ha'yipasuach kedarko kol hayom. And on Thursday, it would be open completely all day. Lagamri, completely. Mipnei kavod Shabbos, again, because of the honor of Shabbos. Itztava bench kisei, a chair. Tahashta ein hachanus psucha l'shusaram. Now the store is not open completely to the shusarabim. V'im haya pasuach ein oniyar kol kach. And therefore, if it would be open, it wouldn't be so visible, and therefore it's okay. Paseach kedarka, you can open it up again if there's a bench. Afil b'sheni, even on Monday. Back into the Gemara. Avru eliv lo nenu, if the last seven fasts pass and they are still not answered. Mimatin v'masu matin, so we minimize doing business. Ubevinyan ubenatia, and we minimize how much we build and planting trees. Tana, we learned in a brisa, so bebinyan, bebinyan shel simcha. When the Mishnah says that you cannot build things, it only means buildings, constructions of happiness. We'll see what that means in a minute. Natiya, natiya shel simcha, similarly doesn't mean all plantings, it only means plantings of joy and happiness. Ezu binyan shel simcha, what is considered a building of happiness? Zehabona beis chasnas, libano, someone who builds a structure for the wedding of his son. Ezahi netiyah shel simcha, and what is a planting of happiness? Zehanotea avarniki shamalachim. This is someone who plants the avarniki tree of the kings. We'll see exactly in Rashi what that means. We'll see Rashi now. Halchi garcina. This is the correct version of the Gemara. Tana binyan shel simcha netiyah shel simcha. Rashi explains, binyan diktai masisa, when the Mishnah says you can't build, lo binyan hatzarach, it's not referring to a building that you need, that you just need a house to live in or to use, ela binyan hatzarach l'simcha. He's talking about only construction which is needed for happiness. Davar simcha mematinam, because in matters of joy, we try to minimize. Beis chasnas, lasas chupah, so a structure to make the chuppah, the wedding for a son. A varnaki shemalachim, and the varnaki tree of the kings. What is that? Shkacha yinogin kishenolad ben lamelach, because this is what they would do when a son would be born to a king. Hayunotin ilan lishmo, on the day that he was born, they would plant a tree for his name. V'yom shemamlichan oso osin lo kisei mimenu, and then on the day that he'd be anointed, appointed as king, they would make a throne from that tree. Lishnachrina, or another explanation, Ilan Godol Hamesach al Haaretz, Latail Hamelach Tachtav. It would be a great tree that would hang over and cover the ground, and the king would walk beneath it to, you know, enjoy himself. But no, Domelo Be'erven, it's similar to the Gemara in Erven, which says, Ahu Avarniki Tahavali the Rish Galusa Bustane. The Avarniki tree that the Rish Galusa, the head of the Jewish exile, had in the city of Bustane. Again, Shel Malachim, this tree of the Malachim, Derech Malachim Noten, also Litzel Hu Noto. Again, it was the way of the king is to plant these trees for shade to enjoy. Kmokin Litzel Hi, Vihinati Yashel Simcha, so similarly, if you would plant it for shade, this great tree, it's a planting of joy to enjoy oneself, so that is not allowed during this time. Back into the Gemara. Ubisheila Shalom, and it's forbidden to extend normal greetings to people in this time. Tanar Banu, the rabbis taught in a brisa. Chavirim ain sheila shalom b'neim. Tamidei chachamim, chavirim means tamidei chachamim, would not greet each other at all. Amei ha'aretz, but the masses who are uneducated and did not know the halacha, shesholin, if they would ask a talmid chacham, they would say, "How are you doing?" They would greet them. Machzirin lahem b'safarava ubekoved rosh. So the Talmud Chacham should respond in a low voice and in a serious manner. He should not respond at all, because that wouldn't be nice. He also shouldn't respond in the regular way, because it's really not permitted to respond and greet one another now at that time. So you respond in a serious, low voice. And the Brisa continues, V'hein mis'atfin v'yoshvin ka'aveilim u'kuminudin k'b'nei adam hanizofin l'makom ad shirachma le'em min ha'shamayim. And they would sit wrapped in their talisim, sit like avelim, like mourners, and menudim, people who are excommunicated, presumably meaning on the floor, kibnei adam hanizuf and lamakam, like people who Hashem is angry at, ad shirachma leim nishraim, until Hashem will have mercy on them. Let's see Rashi on that. Shesha'ol bishalom, if someone greeted a Talmud Chacham without knowing you're not allowed to. So Talmud Chacham machzer lo mishum Eva ubesafa Rava. So the Talmud Chacham should respond because of Eva. Eva means hatred, meaning to avoid hatred. He's allowed to respond ubesafa Rava, but again, he should do it in a low, heavy voice. Aval menuda chayavin batifa. It says, right, we sit wrapped like a mourner and someone who's been excommunicated because they're obligated in atifa, they're obligated to wrap themselves in a talis. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, "Val safam yata," that you should wrap yourself up to your lip, wrap your face, covering your mouth slightly. V'moed katan, as the Gemara explains in Moed Katan. Back into the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "We're now going to have a few teachings of Rabbi Elazar." Ein adam chashuv rashai lipol al panav elim kenena kishu benun. An important person, a leader in the community, is not permitted to fall on his face in davening, unless he is certain that he will be answered like Yehoshua ben Nun. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Vayomar Hashem al Yehoshua." Hashem said to Yehoshua, "Kum leich," get up and go. Right after Yehoshua falls on his face to daven when they are outside the city of Ai, so Hashem tells him to get up. Lama zatanofal penecha, why are you falling on your face? So only if you'll be answered from Hashem like Yehoshua, you should not do this. V'amar Rav Elazar, and similarly, Rav Elazar said, "Ein adam chashuv rashai lach gorsak elim kenena ki Yehoram ben Achav." Similarly, an important person, a leader in the community, should not dress in sackcloth, again, unless he is certain that he will be answered like Yehoram ben Achav. Again, we'll see Rashi to explain this. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Vayikishmo hamelech es divrei ha'isha," when the king heard the words of the women, Vayikra es begadav, he tore his clothing, who over al chomer, he's walking on the wall, Vayar ha'am v'inei hasak al b'saro, and everyone saw that underneath his torn garments he was wearing sackcloth. So again, and Yehoram was answered, so unless you're for sure going to be answered like Yehoram, you shouldn't wear sackcloth, again, if you're a leader. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashai lipol al panav, again, a leader's not permitted to fall on his face, levazos atzmo lifnei hatzibur, to disgrace himself and lower himself in front of the community. Why shim lo yaneh, because if he'll not be answered, yecharfuhu, they'll make fun of him, they'll say, oh, look, he davened to Hashem, and Hashem didn't answer. Kach shemati is what I heard to be the explanation of the Gemara. Unless they know that he's as significant and important as Yeshua, as Hashem said to him, get up, go, why are you falling on your face? Similarly, you can't wear sackcloth unless you'll be answered. Unless, again, the community will know that he was answered like Yehoram. Yehoram Rasha Hai Rashi explains Yehoram was a wicked king. Elishi Hisana al Ra'av Shahayab Yamav Benana, but he fasted for famine during his days and he was answered. The Pasuk says, but he saw Solas Peshakel, the Sasaim Sarim Peshakel, that everything was so plentiful that you could buy a saw of fine flour for a shekel and you could buy two saws of barley for a shekel. Back into the Gemara. Vamar Elazar, similarly, Rabbi Elazar said, Lo ha'kol b'kriyav, lo ha'kol b'nefila. Not everyone is answered through tearing their garments when they daven. Lo ha'kol b'nefila. Not everyone is answered by falling on their face. Some people have to do this. Some people have to do that. Moshe v'aharon b'nefila. Moshe and Aaron, at the time of the Meraglim, fell on their face to daven to Hashem. Yeshua v'kalev b'kriy and Yeshua and Kalev tore their garments. Moshe v'aharon b'nefila. Moshe and Aaron fell on their face. Yechsev, as the pasuk says, v'yipol Moshe v'aharon al p'nayim, that Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Yeshua v'kaliv v'kri, and Yeshua and Kaliv tore their garments, Dichsib, as the Pasuk says, V'yoshua b'nun, the Kaliv v'nifuna, kiru b'gdehem, that Yeshua and Kaliv tore their garments. So right now, it seems like Rabbi Elazar is saying that some people do one, and other people do the other, that Moshe and Aaron did Kriya, and Yeshua and Kaliv did Nefila. I'm sorry, the other way, Moshe and Aaron did Nefila, and Yeshua and Kaliv did Kriya. Maskel Rizera, but then Rizera asks a question, V'itam Rishmul Bar Nachmani, some say it's Rishmul Bar Nachmani. Ihav is Ksiv Yehoshua, without the Vav. If it would have said Yehoshua tore his garments, Kiddika Amrith, then it would be as you said, Rabbi Elazar. Hashir Dichsiv V'Yehoshua. Now that it says and Yehoshua tore his garments, connecting it to the previous sentence of Moshe and Aaron falling on their face, Havaha of it implies that Yehoshua and Kalev did both. They both fell on their faces like Moshe and Aaron, and they had to go even further and tear their garments. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, lo ha'kol ne'enin b'nefila, v'lo ha'kol ne'enin b'kriya. Not everyone is answered through falling on their face, and not everyone is answered through tearing their garments. Yoshua Kalev shel ha'yachashuv and k'moshe v'aron, since Yoshua and Kalev weren't as important and weren't as great tzaddikim as Moshe and Aaron, lo zachu le'anos elu b'kriya, they only merited to be answered through tearing their garments. They had to do much more than Moshe and Aaron, they had to tear their garments. Umikra ba'al makadarsh, and right now Rabbi Elazar is just darshaning and explaining different sukkim. V'Yehoshua ben Nun, and Yehoshua ben Nun, k'siv basrei dahu divayipol, which says that after the pasuk of Moshe and Aaron falling, vav mosiv al eni rishon, and the vav adds on to the first point. Back into the Gemara. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, and again Rabbi Elazar said, lo ha'kol b'kima, v'lo ha'kol b'shtachavaya. In the days of Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, not everyone will stand up to greet Klal Yisrael, and not everyone will bow down to greet Klal Yisrael. Melachim bekima, kings will stand up straight to greet Klal Yisrael, v'sarim b'shtachavaya, and officers will bow down to greet Klal Yisrael. Melachim bekima, the kings will stand up, d'chsiv, as the pasuk says, ko amar Hashem goel Yisrael, so says Hashem, the Redeemer of Israel, kedosho, His Holy One, Livzo Nefesh, to the soul which has been abused, made fun of, Lemisav Goy, to the one who is disgusting to the nations, Le'evin Moshlim, to the servant, to the slave of the ruling ones. This is all referring to Klal Yisrael, who was forced to serve the nations and was hated by the other nations. So Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Malachim yiru v'kumu, the kings will see and they will stand up for you. Visarim, so that's the source that the kings will stand up. Visarim v'shtachavai, and how do we know the officers will bow? Dichsiv, because the pasuk continues, Sarim v'shtachavu, that the officers will see you and they will bow down. So again, right now, Rav Elazar seems to be saying that the kings only stood and the officers only bowed. Maskev la Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, again, a similar question. Ihav iksiv visarim yishtachavu, and officers bow down, kidakamras, it would be as if, as you said, Hashidachsiv sarim veishtachavu, the officers and they bow down. Sounds like they did something else first. Havahav, it implies they did both. First, the officers would stand up for Klal Yisrael, and then they would bow down. Rashi, Livzo nefesh lemisav goy leven moshlim. Who is this referring to? It's referring to Li Yisrael, to Israel, Habzuyim Musuavim, who are despised and hated, Vavada Moshe Mahem, and slaves rule them. Continuing Rashi, Velo HaKol B'kima, not everyone will greet Klal Yisrael through standing. Likras Yisrael, Asit Lavo, to greet Israel in the future. Malachim Yiruvukumu, the kings will see and get up. Sarim Yishtachavu, and the officers will bow down. And finally, as we complete the perek, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Afani Omar, similarly I say, Lo hakol la'orah v'lo hakol l'simcha, not everyone will merit light in the days of Mashiach, v'lo hakol l'simcha, not everyone will merit happiness. Tzadikim la'orah, the righteous ones will get light, v'yasharim l'simcha, and the straight ones will get happiness. Tzadikim la'ora, the righteous ones will get light. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, or zarul tzadik, the light is planted for the tzadik. Liyisharim simcha, and the straight ones will get happiness. Dichsiv liyishrelev simcha, that the ones of straight heart will get happiness. Rashi hachi garsina lo hakol la'or v'lo hakol simcha. Dichsiv or zarul tzadik liyishrelev simcha. So again, the tzadik can get or, and the yisharim get simcha. Rashi explains, yisharim l'simcha, the yisharim get happiness. The Yesharim, Adifim means Tzadikim, because Yesharim represents a level which is even greater than Tzadikim.